This is JIS News. Coming up, Senate approves flexi work arrangement bill, improved water supply for residents in St. Elizabeth, and legislation coming to push nutraceutical industry. The news in detail after this break.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the license, restore the justice.
Come out. Sometime we live too bad with one another. We don't care if our actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restore
the justice. Ah, ah. Brethren, the one to others, the one down below. Unity in the community. More love, less hate. Stop retaliate. Less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. With a bless to life, was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. Jamaica is closer to widespread implementation of flexible working time. This as the Senate has approved the Employment Flexible Work Arrangements Miscellaneous Provisions Act, paving the way for the introduction of flexi-work. Flexi-work arrangement is intended to increase employment opportunities, enhance productivity, and afford workers the opportunity to better structure their lives through a flexible employee-employer-work agreement. The legislation received unanimous endorsement from government and opposition senators. Senator Neville Clark, who welcomed the legislation, says the implementation of flexi-work is necessary for the improvement of productivity in Jamaica.
It is therefore my conviction that the need for flexi-working hours is an important and essential adaptation that should have taken place years ago.
The House of Representatives approved the Act on September 23. Under the legislation, there will be no set 8 or 10-hour workdays, but instead, these will be capped at a maximum of 12 hours. The work week should consist of 40 hours, with all 7 days of the week considered possible normal working days. The government is to review several pieces of legislation and regulations with a view to advancing the development of the nutraceutical industry. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Polwell, says growth in new industries such as nutraceutics is often hindered because legislation and regulating agencies are slow in evolving to help foster their development.
Sometimes I believe we are our own worst enemies. When I look at the role of our state agencies, we sometimes become so focused on our role as regulators that we forget our responsibility as facilitators.
Mr. Polwell says special attention will be paid to the Food and Drug Act during the review. The minister was speaking at a recent ceremony at King's House to declare November Science, Technology and Innovation Month. Nutraceutical refers to the use of food or food products that reportedly provide health and medical benefits, including the prevention and treatment of disease. The Burnt Savannah Knoxwood Water Supply System in St. Elizabeth was officially commissioned into service on October 30 by Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill. This project was undertaken by the National Water Commission at a cost of $59.5 million. The new system is expected to provide improved and reliable water supply to over 3,000 customers in several areas, including Lower Burnt Savannah, Knoxwood, Orange Grove, Exeter and Building Lane. Mr. Pickersgill says the upgraded water system is one of seven receiving attention under the Rural Water Upgrading Program in the parish.
Although we are behind schedule, we expect to complete 26 projects in the parishes of Westmoreland, St. Elizabeth, Clarendon, St. Mary, and Hanover. These projects will be implemented at a total cost of 1.8 billion Jamaican dollars.
Meanwhile, the water minister is urging residents to conserve water as the outlook for rainfall up to December and for the expected dry season from December through to March is not positive. And Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips has sought to encourage the most prominent members of New York's financial community to invest in Jamaica. The finance minister made the appeal while addressing potential investors at a recent reception in New York. Dr. Phillips told the gathering that Jamaica has opportunities for investment in a number of areas, including the logistics hub, tourism, light manufacturing, business process outsourcing, agriculture, and health tourism. He pointed out that the country has implemented several economic and regulatory reforms, making the economy much stronger and making it easier to do business in Jamaica. The minister cited Jamaica's improved ranking on the recently released World Bank Doing Business Report 2015, which places the island 58 out of 189 countries in the ease of doing business category. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.